And it is 4:32 on the Aaron Keck Show, 97.9 The Hill, and that music means it's time for our weekly focus on Chatham County. It's the Chatham County Roundup brought to you by Weaver Street Realty. Local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And joined today on the Roundup by Ken Tunnell from Weaver Street Realty. Ken, how are you?
Doing well this morning, afternoon.
Well, thank you. I wish it was morning. I needed the sleep. Well, working through our afternoon here, I hear from Weaver Street Realty talking about local real estate in Chatham County. But first, before we get into that, how about you tell a little bit about yourself, how you ended up in this area?
Okay. I'm one of those folks that went to Carolina and stayed here. And graduated from there and moved down to Chatham County in 89 and have been down there since then, working and living in Chatham County.
I believe you said Bynum is where you're from. Suburbs of Bynum.
Suburbs of Bynum, you bet. Right now, right there near the Hall River.
Yeah, and we have to apologize that we didn't have I live in Bynum, so we'll have to work on that when we do our next run of bumper stickers here.
Excellent.
At the station. So I guess just really get into what you came here today to talk about, because I know we're talking about the eastern part of Chatham County.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable housing, I believe. Mm-hmm. You said certain areas that we're looking at today, so please.
Right. Just a real quick background to folks who aren't familiar with how large Chatham County is. Chatham County is 450,000 acres. To compare that to Orange County at 256,000 acres. Population in Chatham County, 73,000. Orange, 146. So you got twice the population in Orange County as you do in Chatham, in about half the amount of area. What we want to take a look today is just a snapshot of what real estate looks like in Chatham County, specifically the eastern half of Chatham County. So this is the area served by Northwood High School, which mm-hmm. is just north of Pittsburgh. So it's essentially pretty much all of eastern Chatham County. And the challenge is, especially for first-time home buyers, is finding something that's affordable. I got some stats to throw at you here. If you're looking for something under $350,000, kind of put that as a benchmark here, and you're looking for something that's on more than half an acre, right now there's 21 available homes, and none of those are new construction. Average price about $294,000. If you're looking for something that's on less than half an acre, there's 21 available also, but only 5 of those are new construction. So you kind of get this feeling that there's not a whole lot of supply, and there's not a whole lot of people building houses in that price range either. If you jump up and look at the $350,000 to $700,000 price range, okay, if you're on more than a half an acre, there's 84 of those available, and 32 of those are new construction, average price of $555,000. And if you want to be on less than half an acre, so these are normally those newer subdevelopments, you know, that are having smaller parcels of land, mm-hmm. There's 179 of those available, and 79 of those are new construction. So the challenge, again, in Chatham County, and it's a challenge overall in the market overall, but even a little bit more pronounced in Chatham County, is supply. Our supply and demand curves are out of whack. And you can see that in how things are selling. If you look at what has sold in the last 90 days under that 350 price range, 117 have sold, only 20 of those were new construction. The difference between list price and selling price was only about $5,000. And this is the salient point, the median days on market for all of these were 9 days. So you can see things, if something decent comes up and it's priced appropriately, it's going to move pretty quickly. So that's sort of a plug for you need to be affiliated with someone who has their finger on the pulse and can know what you're looking for and can be able to jump and react and let you know what's happening quickly, because things do go quick. You know, if you're looking in that 350 to 700 price range, in the last 90 days, 183 of those have sold and 72 of those are new construction. But that median days on market for, again, and this is for existing housing, the median days on market is 44. The MLS is kind of odd in that it doesn't track days on market for new construction. So, you know, you look at new construction and it's always going to say 0 days on market.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kicking that out of the averages. We're just looking at existing homes as far as looking at our days on market, or our median days on market. So it's a big difference in your 350 and under, and in that next price bracket, the 350 to 700.
So basically what I'm getting for this as somebody who is home dumb, like I have never gone through the process of purchase a home yet,
right on.
But as someone who in hopefully in the future will be doing such a thing, basically what I'm hearing is with Chatham County, twice the size is Orange, half the population, and the sweet spot for housing right now appears to be that 350 to 700,000 range with there's a lot more new construction happening there as opposed to the under 300,000.
Right. There's a lot more available. You're going to get maybe perhaps a little bit better deals, but again, you're talking about 350 and over, you know, up to 700, which, you know, a lot of first-time home buyers, that's a bit of a stretch. That's the challenge, and we've seen that throughout, is there's just not enough folks building houses new to fill in the supply issue that we have. The existing homes just aren't filling in the supply, and we don't have a lot of new homes being built in that sub-350 price range. Now, they're out there. There are some out there. But again, you've got to be affiliated with somebody who really knows the market.
Well, Ken, tonight with Weaver Street Realty, part of the Chatham County Roundup this afternoon on the Aaron Keck Show. Ken, before we turn you loose, any final thoughts here that you'd like to share with us this afternoon?
It's great to be here. Come by Weaver Street Realty. We've got a great bunch of realtors there that can get you in whatever you're looking for, be it land, Alamance County, Orange, Durham, Chatham. Come on by.
Well, Ken, thank you very much. And this has been the Chatham County Roundup made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is said somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.